It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hour here on News Radio 3. So, story about this DACA just a little bit. President Biden pardoned those felony federal convictions for marijuana. And so that was one of the headlines I saw was this is a big move towards decriminalizing marijuana on the federal level. And then Ukraine has regained about 150 miles of land in expanding their counteroffensive. And finally, the court has declared DACA is illegal. And so that's where I want to talk about a little bit further here in just a minute. But first, let me go back to this historic move, which was the marijuana. So he's encouraged. So all he did was pardon those with federal convictions for having small amounts of marijuana. And he's encouraged state governors to do the same with state convictions. And so not sure, you know, who will follow suit with that. But I think this is... It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when marijuana will be just as legal as alcohol, meaning it will be regulated, it'll be taxed, you know, the whole works like that. It'll be available for recreational use as well. One of the biggest obstacles in that, like, I guess, fight for it to be legal recreationally, one of the biggest arguments, one of the biggest fights for it is because it's illegal federally still. And so as long as it's illegal federally, that's always going to make it to where some states are going to be hesitant to make it legal recreationally. However, we already see now that there's more states where it's legal recreationally. Like you can buy marijuana just like you buy alcohol. There's more states where it's legal like that than states where it's completely illegal in all situations. Like, think about that. Federally, it's still illegal. But there's more states now where you can buy it like it's alcohol than states where you can't even get it for medical purposes. I think that shows the trend right there of where it's going. And there continues to be mounting pressure on the federal government to decriminalize it. I think this is one of the first steps in that happening. The other question has always been is, if you decriminalize it, what do you do with all the criminals who are in jail due to marijuana offenses? There's been discussion in the past that, well, you just say it's decriminalized going forward. It's not retroactive. However, the president just did today, he did go ahead and make it retroactive. He pardoned people who had past convictions. All right, going back to this other story with DACA. So the Deferred Action of Childhood Arrivals program, this was implemented once again by President Obama via executive order. This was something that was supposed to help Dreamers. It's one of those things where I do believe it was a well-intended program, because the idea was, well, children shouldn't be punished for the failures of their parents. Meaning, if parents come to the country and sneak into the country illegally and they bring their little kids and then they raise their kids in America, the kids don't know El Salvador. They don't know Venezuela. They don't know Nicaragua. They know the United States of America. This is where they grew up. And so, yet, up until Obama, there was always a threat that they might get deported if they were discovered or whatever like that, right? And they're like, get deported to where? And they're like, well, from your home country. Well, those kids, this is their home country, right? And so they understood that. So they call them Dreamers. And so there was this idea of like, hey, let's create a way that Dreamers can stay here without having a fear that they might get deported. So this well-intended program turned out to be a nightmare, because what happened, as soon as they passed it, all of a sudden, these parents in other countries all said, okay, here we go. We've been tempted with immigrating to America illegally because it would be worth it so that we can give our kids a better life. But now the Obama administration has created an executive order that basically guarantees that if you're there, they will not deport you. So that's what started the massive waves of tens of thousands of kids, unaccompanied minors, coming to our border. That's what started it. And it's been going on since. And so when President Trump took office, President Trump recognized that one of the reasons for the unaccompanied minors coming across the border all the time, and then we're having to detain them, and that's the whole thing with kids in cages, is because they didn't have any parents with them, and they're still having to be processed, and so we have to detain them, and then it was not enough. Our detention facilities were overrun, so they tried to create these fenced areas to detain people, and that's where it all came from. And Trump said, "Man, this is a problem. We got to stop this," and so he tried to overturn it. Try to get rid of the executive order. And that's where one of the most egregious things that's ever happened in the Supreme Court happened, when the Supreme Court says, no, you can't overturn it. Then, of course, later, when Biden tried to get rid of the stay in Mexico policy, the Supreme Court said, you can't turn that over. And he said, why not? And he said, Trump just created it via executive order. And they said, well, because we created precedent when we wouldn't let Trump get rid of DACA. And so that's where we stood. Well, luckily, the Supreme Court in this last Supreme Court session went, okay, that was a mistake from the court. Let's go ahead and reverse that. So they did. But in the meantime, so now DACA is being challenged. A federal appeals court today ruled that the program is indeed unlawful. But understanding that there's nearly 600,000 Dreamers who are enrolled in the program, they basically said they could stay in the program. But there's a new rule that the Biden administration has issued that's supposed to go into effect October 31st. So this appeals court has sent this ruling down to the lower court to figure out how the new rule will affect Dreamers. And then it'll go on from there. In the meantime, President Biden stated, today's decision is the result of continued efforts by Republican state officials to strip DACA recipients of the protections and work authorization that many have held for over a decade. And while we use the tools we have to allow Dreamers to live and work in the only country they know as home, it is long past time for Congress to pass permanent protections for Dreamers, including a pathway for citizenship, end quote. Okay, so that's the issue right there. So he tries to make it sound like Republicans are bad guys. They're trying to, quote, strip away DACA recipients' protections and work authorizations. The reality of it is this is an illegal program. The president created this. President Obama created this via an executive order, and it has remained in place via executive order. If you want those protections for Dreamers, then it needs to be done the right way through Congress, which is what even the president says here. It is long past time for Congress to pass permanent protections for Dreamers. Okay, you want it done, do it right. That's what this is about. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear with no major slowdowns. We are seeing some patches of slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be, we had a small accident causing some slight delays. You'll still see some slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the Causeway. That's going to be in the eastbound direction. And then just your typical afternoon traffic eastbound at Avalon Boulevard on Highway 90 is slow-moving as well. I-10, I-110 looking good. Nothing to slow you down on Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach, or Lillian Highway. If you see something else slowing you down on the roads or you see an accident, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
I do think that we're going to see there's going to be something more done with Dreamers. And I do get it that there are some, I've talked to many who are Republican or whatever it might be, who don't even agree with the Dreamers program. So this is not as simple as, all right, well, it's not the kids' fault. The parents brought them over here. They ought to be able to stay citizens and be able to go to college and get student loans and all this other stuff. But I've talked to some people who actually do have the argument that of, well, yeah, even though it's not the kids' fault, the parents are going to be to blame for the kids getting deported. Like, just because it's not the kids' fault that they came, like, they didn't come here on their own volition. Their parents brought them here. But the reality of it is they still need to, they, you know, they're not here legally, so they need to be deported and then come here legally. I've heard that argument as well. Either way, we'll have to see what happens with it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, by the way, the states have deployed 2,500 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. So that's a little border update for you as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, Top 20 News with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around.
Mama Pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Just a heads up, we now have a podcast on our website. We do have it on the website, but you can also access it from our mobile app. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store to be able to find it today.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, and it's presented by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. David here to tell you a little bit about Christina Leavenworth. Now, we all know the real estate market has been crazy lately. It's up, it's down, and if you've got a home that you want to sell, the person that you should call is Christina Leavenworth. She is an expert. She's been at it for a long time now, and she sells more homes for more money than anybody else here in our area. How's she do that? She has pre-qualified buyers. They're ready to buy homes right now, homes just like yours. If you've got one to sell, give Christina a call. Her phone number is 850-723-9158. One more time, that's 850-723-9158. Now, Christina and her team can sell your home quickly. Give her a call today. Find out what she can do for you. 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Now on to top trending news this hour. Two people are dead, multiple others injured after a stabbing on the Las Vegas Strip today. Now, the suspect has been taken into custody. This happened outside of the Venetian, apparently. The extent of the victim's injuries is currently unknown. ABC 13 in Las Vegas reporting some of the victims may have even been showgirls. 10 people have been hurt, including a child, after a New York police SUV jumped the curb and hit several pedestrians today.
The cop car went straight on the sidewalk, ran the pole over, and ran four people over.
Four people in critical condition right now after this incident in New York. And NYPD says the officers were responding to a theft call when apparently somebody cut off the officer's patrol vehicle and it jumped the curb. Adidas says they're taking a second look at their relationship with Kanye West. He's had a partnership with the sneaker maker since 2013 and manufactured and distributed his own clothing line called Yeezy with the company. But the rapper's been more critical recently of Adidas, including calling out their CEO on social media. And Bobby, this weekend is getting closer and closer, and there's going to be extra security at youth sports games here in our area this weekend.
And so, you know, there will be more security. When I say more security, I mean more deputies there at these events leading up into the final weeks of the season. And you're right, we've talked about everything. We've talked about metal detectors. We've talked about wanding people and patrols in the parking lot. And all of those are ideas that have some merit on some level.
And that's Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno there, of course, after last weekend shooting at Bellevue Ballpark. The county talking about all types of things. He was also mentioning possibly putting up cameras and even flying drones over some of the football games.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Getting safety at youth sports is becoming a bigger and bigger issue around here. And, of course, you had that story last hour. A little bit different situation there with upset father at a youth sports game. But still, it seems like our youth are vulnerable, and they're having to do more to try to protect them at these events. You know, they've already moved some games from Friday nights to Saturdays and things like that, too. So they've already been doing quite a few things. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be just off of Sherman Avenue. Seeing slowdowns in both directions. It did just occur, and it's involving a couple cars off to the side. So just keep that in mind that I don't think authorities are on scene just yet because I did just get a couple calls in saying it just happened. So just use some caution in this area. Again, Gulf Beach, both directions are moving slowly. This is going to be on right off Sherman Avenue. It's right near Dog Track Road. See something else on the roads or have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Gulf Coast Kids House is celebrating the philanthropic heart of our community for the 6th annual Brunch and Bubbles. It's October 23rd. You can enjoy a walkabout brunch at Portofino featuring local celebrity chefs, bottomless premier champagne and other brunch cocktails, live entertainment, and live music by John Ripley. Gulf Coast Kids House is the only child advocacy center in Escambia County. They help approximately 3,000 kids every year at no cost to them or their families. You can find out more and buy tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. I saw an opinion article about Governor DeSantis against Charlie Crist. And this article stated that basically they feel like Governor DeSantis has now wrapped up the governor's race. He's going to win for sure, and it's Biden's fault. We'll talk about it next on News Radio 92.3.
With me, blame the bar for the band, blame the band for the song, blame the song for the party that went all night long, but it ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I saw an opinion article from a Politico here in the state of Florida who is assessing the gubernatorial race between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. And their article came out last night and said, well, that makes it official. Governor DeSantis has pretty much officially won the governor's race because of President Biden. And I was thinking, why? Is it because of inflation, high gas prices, the lack of response to Afghanistan, the lack of border? Nope. According to this Politico, it's because Biden came to Florida in damage and, quote, praised Governor DeSantis' response to Hurricane Ian, end quote. And I'm thinking, that's why? Like, so the president doing something that he should do, which is work with governors, doesn't matter what their political affiliation is, and they did work together and said, and then him just saying, you did a good job with Hurricane Ian, means that Governor DeSantis now is the automatic, like, well, that's it, Charlie Crist is toast. That's essentially an endorsement from Biden that Governor DeSantis is doing a good job. I'm like, what? Like, I don't think so. I think that's actually what Americans want to see more of, to be honest. They want to see more of when you do a good job at something. They don't care what the political affiliation is. If you do a good job, you should be recognized for it. And so Biden and DeSantis working together to help people with a hurricane, that's what they want to see, is them saying, hey, if you did a good job, I want them to say you did a good job. It doesn't mean that the people who already don't like Governor DeSantis for his other policies are automatically now going to be like, well, I'm voting for him now since he did a good job with the hurricane. I don't know. Seems weird to me. You're Aussie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, the next time Florida State plays at home is against Clemson, and they'll be we will have tickets here for you and all week long, and that's going to be on the week of 10-15. That's next week. Yeah, so next week we'll be giving away tickets all week long. And And so just listen to Pensacola Morning News, listen to Pep Talk, listen to Pensacola Right Now for chances to win. Then also, I just want to give you a heads up about the Dragon Boat Festival. So the Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival comes up this weekend, October 8th, and they're still looking for some team members. Just go to PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com for more information about that. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you before we get into your sports hit. In a historic move, President Biden has pardoned those with federal convictions for possessing marijuana. This was for small amounts of marijuana. I don't know what small amount means. I just saw it said he pardoned those who have convictions for small amounts of marijuana. And he's encouraged governors to pardon those with state convictions of possession of marijuana. And so that's a pretty big story in that I saw more than one article stating first step towards decriminalization of marijuana on the federal level. That President Biden, that may be the next thing that he's looking to do, is decriminalize marijuana on the federal level. Oh, very interesting. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's see here. Ukraine has regained 150 miles of land in their counteroffensive, and the courts have declared that the DACA program is actually illegal. But they leave the policy intact for nearly 600,000 immigrant dreamers. But they said no more new applications, and the existing dreamers are going to be subject to the new Biden rule, and they've lowered it down to they sent it down to a lower court to determine how the new DACA rule will affect the existing dreamers. President Biden also stating that it's Congress needs to do something. Because the reason why this is illegal is because this was a program implemented via executive order only. And so Biden is correct in saying Congress needs to do something to make these permanent, which is correct. If you want it to last, it needs to be done through Congress. It needs to be done the right way, not through executive fiat. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Your sports hit. Shriners Children's Open is going on at the PGA Tour. That's being aired on ESPN Plus. There's still some golfers out there. Right now, after round one, Tom Hoge is at the top of the leaderboard at 8 under par. Siwoo Kim and Maverick McNealy are at 7 under par, and a whole bunch of people at 6 under par. Then no Major League Baseball today because the regular season is over. So tomorrow will be the wild card. And the Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays, are in the wild card playing the Cleveland Guardians. If they beat the Guardians, then they'll be playing the Yankees in the ALDS. The Atlanta Braves are already in the NLDS, and they will be playing the winner of the Phillies against the Cardinals. So the games tomorrow, the wild card games, begin at 11 o'clock on ESPN and then 1 o'clock on ABC. And so you've got a lot of wild card games tomorrow. NHL hockey preseason is going on. Right now, Ottawa is beating Montreal 2-1. Tampa Bay is going to be playing Florida later tonight. New Jersey Red Devils are playing the Islanders on NHL Network. ESPN Plus has games beginning at 7 o'clock. Then NBA preseason is on ESPN beginning at 6:30 with the Miami Heat against the Brooklyn Nets. And then the late game is going to be the Timberwolves against the Lakers. And, of course, tonight is Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video. Two of the teams that I think are having the most disappointing season thus far. Maybe you could throw the Lions in there as well, but definitely the Indianapolis Colts and the Denver Broncos are in the discussion of having disappointing seasons. The Colts are 1-2-1. The Broncos are 2-2. So they play tonight, 7:15 on Amazon Prime Video. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We're still seeing some major slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway right now. This is an accident that occurred off of Sherman Avenue. It's just east of Dog Track Road. But we're seeing some heavy, heavy slowdowns. So those slowdowns are going to start just about right near the Brothers Barbecue and Gary's Homebrew Supply is where you'll start seeing those slowdowns if you're moving in the westbound direction, but heavy delays due to this accident. So just keep that in mind, as well as 98. We have an accident in Navarre. It's right in front of the Aldi. This is going to be in the eastbound direction. So just right near the Navarre Beach Causeway, and seeing some slight slowdowns in the eastbound direction because of that. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line or have details for me. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, LeBron James making an appeal to NBA Commissioner Adam Silver about owning an NBA team in Las Vegas. That's right. He doesn't just want to see the league expand to Las Vegas. He wants to be the one that owns the team. And then, let's see here. Ex-NFL running back Le'Veon Bell is going to make his pro boxing debut. He's going to be fighting the UFC fighter Uriah Hall. LIV Golf is trying to get the world ranking points for its players, but that's being put on hold right now. And then Lionel Messi announcing that the 2022 World Cup is going to be his last one. Finally, Tua Tagovailoa, the investigation pertaining to his concussion should be wrapped up today, as far as that investigation goes. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross, Radio 9. I saw this story. A new poll shows that less than half of women older than 50, so 50 and older, less than half of women older than 50 have already decided who they will vote for in November. At first I thought, well, yeah, we're not even... we're so far away. We're still, 6 weeks away? 5.5 weeks away from the election? I'm like, yeah, I mean, how would you... But here's the thing. I guess by now, especially if it's a partisan vote, you would already know who you're going to vote for. But then at the same time, I'm thinking, well, maybe that just shows a lot of these races, these midterm races, are really up in the air. Especially when we're talking about swing state elections, like we were talking about yesterday with Mehmet Oz against John Fetterman, with Herschel Walker going up in his U.S. Senate race here in the state of Florida, Marco Rubio against Val Demings. Maybe there's a lot of people who really are, still not quite sure who they're going to vote for in the midterm elections. I'm surprised, though, that only about half of the women over 50 have already made the decision who they're going to vote for, because usually – midterm elections, they've already kind of gone partisan, or they've already made up their mind, like, hey, the economy stinks, I'm going to go ahead and vote for the other party, that kind of thing. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Got a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom, and then we got the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I was talking about an article. I saw an opinion article a bit earlier that said Governor DeSantis has basically wrapped up the election now against Charlie Crist. And the reason is because President Biden said that Governor DeSantis is doing a good job with Hurricane Ian. And that's essentially the same as an endorsement. I'm like, what? No. In fact, I think that's what a lot of the American public wants to see. Like, I think American public is tired. Like, they get it, that the political parties are going to have differences of opinions and are essentially opponents. But what they're tired of seeing is like, the fault-finding, the constant, like, no matter what, you can never do anything right. And I think it's a bit of relief for most Americans to say, oh, you know what? So the president recognized a Republican governor for doing something, good, instead of trying to find something wrong. And so I don't think I don't think that means it's an endorsement. I don't think it stands as an endorsement. And don't get me wrong, I've said before, I still think Governor DeSantis is going to win by 10 points. I still think he's going to win pretty handily. But the reason why he's going to win isn't because President Biden came in and said, Oh, DeSantis is doing a great job with the hurricane. So here's a text. I think that Politico is an imbecile. Unless the strategy is to distract attention from Crist's failings, blame something else when he loses instead of blaming Crist. Well, could be that too. Definitely. I mean, the tone of the article was definitely upset. They were definitely mad. Like, this Politico was definitely upset. Like, you just tanked it for Charlie Crist by saying DeSantis did a good job. And I'm like, what? I don't think so. That doesn't take away anything from Charlie Crist if you're a Charlie Crist supporter. It doesn't add to DeSantis if you're anti-DeSantis. I just don't see it, but oh well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, a report of a possible jumper on Three Mile Bridge yesterday slowed traffic down to a crawl. And PPD's Mike Wood says when they get a report like that, their first step is to close down lanes on the bridge, look over, and see if they can see anybody in the water. He says yesterday they did not find anybody.
Well, we couldn't confirm that somebody jumped, nor could we confirm it was fraudulent. I mean, it could have been something that somebody thought they saw, and they called it in. We only had one call, so if you have somebody jump off that bridge in the middle of rush hour, we're probably going to have multiple calls.
Now, Wood says they called for help yesterday. They had boats. They even had a helicopter searching the area, but ultimately nothing was found in the water, so the next step in that investigation is to watch for missing persons reports that could potentially match the description they were given on the phone yesterday. So that's the latest update on that.
I see. Okay. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Well, this is not the first time we've had to cover this story, but the top story on FoxNews.com, battery-powered vehicles are exploding from water damage after Hurricane Ian, according to top Florida officials. We were talking about this last week with the recovery with Hurricane Ian, about how, man, with all of these states and even manufacturers trying to switch to 100% electrical, can you imagine the nightmare of evacuating off of the, away from a hurricane when everyone has an electric vehicle, say 20 years from now? Absolute nightmare, because the vehicle needs charging. You can't just fill up gas real quick and go. You got to charge, and the charging takes a lot longer to charge your vehicle than it does to fill up gas. And if you end up dying on the causeway, nobody can just bring over a gas can and fill up a little gas to get you to the gas station. Nope, you're toast. So we were talking about the nightmare of the future with disasters like this when you're trying to evacuate if everybody has electric vehicles. Well, now, apparently, tons of EVs disabled from Hurricane Ian. The batteries are starting to corrode from water damage, and, of course, a lot of that is salt water damage. And now, all of a sudden, they're catching fire. And we've talked about this before, that when these electric vehicles catch fire, it takes like something like 100 times more water to actually put them out than it would for a regular gas-powered vehicle. So that's the top story on FoxNews.com. Wow. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, we do have some slowdowns in our area right now. Gulf Beach Highway, we had an accident off of Sherman Avenue causing some slowdowns in the westbound direction. This is going to be just east of Dog Track Road, and that's where you'll see the majority of the slowdowns in the eastbound lane. Definitely still seeing some in the westbound too, but it's just going to be just right at the scene of the accident. Also have a small accident on Gulf Beach Parkway. In Gulf Breeze, this is just off the Bob Sykes Bridge going to Pensacola Beach, seeing some slight slowdowns on the ramp. And lastly, we do have some slight slowdowns on 98 right near the Navarre Beach. This is going to be right in front of the Aldi in the eastbound direction, just seeing slowdowns at the scene of the accident. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetails Property Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Other stories on FoxNews.com. The feds are weighing charges against Hunter Biden. But it's not for the laptop. No, it's for a possible purchase of a firearm illegally and tax charges against Hunter Biden. But apparently feds are weighing charges against him. The outcome of this case may be imminent, is what the leak is saying at this point. Kanye West, you know, he got in a little bit of news last week because he had a White Lives Matter shirt that he took to an event. And he had an interview with Tucker Carlson and basically said that he blasts godless, hypocritical media in that interview, amongst other things, apparently. So I believe that's going to be airing tonight. Yeah, it is. It's airing tonight. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and Bobby's Brain Teases.
What? It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty. Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper is bottled by both Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Just depends on the location within the United States of who bottles it for them. By the way, have you been to the Dr. Pepper Museum? That place is pretty good. In Waco, Texas. That was the first place where I ever got hot Dr. Pepper, where they actually heat it up and they put some lemon slices in it. And ever since then, like, I use it every winter. Like, it's a nice little winter drink. Cancer was originally called crabs. When Hippocrates found cancer in patients in ancient Greece, he thought it looked like crabs. That was eventually translated to cancer by the Romans, which was the Latin word for crab. You burn approximately 320 calories a day just by thinking. Some of us a little bit more than that. Men in North Korea get beer rations. They can actually get up to 6 free beers each month in North Korea. Beer rationing. Interesting. And finally, it's easier to detect art forgeries now because of the nuclear bombs in World War II. They contained two isotopes that didn't exist in nature before. So if the paint contains any trace of them, it means the painting was made after 1945. Very interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got an update on vaping in our schools, plus an update on the Atlantic storms. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.